What is Aalst?
Aalst is a city between a small city in Brussels, and it's, you can see it on the highway, Aalst, it's a city where people just live. There's nothing really to see. It's a little bit an ugly city. It's a little bit a boring city, except 3 days in a year where they have a carnival. And carnival is really a big festival where people get really drunk, really, really drunk for 3 days. And then it's quiet for a year again.
What was your motivation to make this piece?
Now it's very hard to find back the real motivation. But Aalst was something in where you could read a lot about in newspapers, and you could see a lot about on TV. So there was like a part of my life that I saw it as a consumer, like as a TV viewer, and it was just overwhelming. Like all the information you had was like so much that I wanted to do something with it.
Does life mean life in Belgium?
Lifetime in Belgium means statistically between 12 and 15 years. But there are like today, if you're in prison for, how do you say it, sexual...
assault, rape?
Any sexual reason, today you will stay longer in locked away than let's say 15 years ago. So I think there's a certain tendency, but normally between 15 and 12 years.
Have you ever met them?
In the beginning, I've been doubting if I should do this, and I decided not to do it because I think it's the most. If you start with this conversation with her or with him or with a member of a family, then you start to make something together with them or with. And I wanted to do this with the material that is out in the open without investigating. I didn't want to do an investigation on looking for material. There's so many things said in court that I thought this is the material what I want to use to work with, and I didn't think it was a good idea to start this conversation with her or with somebody else, because it would make for me confusing in making it.
What's the basis of Aalst?
So 60% is based from the trial, and then there's 30% written, and then there's another 10% from documentaries, from a French documentary maker called Depardon. And the 30% is written by Dimitri Verhulst, who is a young Flemish writer, and his background are more or less the same as hers. He's from the same city, yeah, he's been in the same institutions, he knows her family a little bit, he had more or less the same background. And he wrote from a distance, so he's living on the countryside in Belgium, and I could order things, like I could ask something, a monologue, or I could order things, and then there was other things that you just send me. So it was like he was a provider of texts. So I can really ask him how do you say this? If you make an order,
a request
in a way.
Commission.
If I could commission certain text, or sometimes he provided a text, but he saw the whole, more or less the whole trial as well. So the agreement was to try to stay as close to the trial, not start to write a second story, to stay close to the story. And in a way, what he did is he wrote a defense, or he wrote a defense that they didn't try to do in court. I think he managed to say things which I believe they could have said in court, but they didn't say.
Why were you taken to court?
A week before we went in premiere, we had a lawyer try to stop us from going in premiere, and it was the mother of the children who tried to stop us. And in Belgium, there's a law who says everybody has the right to be forgotten. That means if you do something, they can't, like, 5 years after show your picture in the newspaper and say, don't forget him, he did this or that. So they try to prevent it with this law. But the strange thing about this whole thing is that she gave permission to be filmed during the first real trial. She gave permission, which is very rare. Normally you can't film in court in Belgium, but she gave permission to be filmed, and he gave permission as well. And then when they sued us, they gave again permission to be filmed. So it's a little bit strange. Of course, I can understand that somebody prefers to be forgotten in a way. Then again, it's very strange to... She's very double in these things, so it's...